This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block in Washington.
And I'm Robert Siegel at Madison Square Garden at the Republican National Convention. It is an often repeated truism of candidates and campaign managers that every vote in every state counts, but in fact, some votes in some states are much more sought after than others. The geography of the convention floor here says it all. If you were a delegate from Rhode Island, a state Democrats win routinely, and where President Bush was trailing 49-25 in a recent poll, a state with just 4 electoral votes, you would be sitting where I'm standing right now. I am so far to the right of the podium, I'm actually behind it. If there were a speaker at the podium, I would be looking at his right shoulder blade, if I could see him, because between Rhode Island seats and the podium is the entertainment stage. Rhode Island also abuts a camera platform. That's where they take shots from the side. The only delegates behind Rhode Island on the floor are the ones from Puerto Rico, and they don't have any electoral votes at all. Well, now, if we walk toward the center of the floor and we move toward the podium itself, we get to see who got the good ringside seats at the Garden this week. There is the host delegation from New York, which is considered solidly Democratic, but everybody else in the front row is from a highly contested state: Missouri, New Hampshire, Ohio, just behind Ohio, Michigan, Florida, Pennsylvania. And for delegates from these states, this convention is about galvanizing get-out-the-vote efforts and learning the message of the Bush-Cheney campaign.
And it's up to us to make it a personal crusade. We can't leave it to the ads. We can't leave it to the phone banks. We can't leave it to the paid phone banks. We can't leave it to the president alone. We got to do it ourselves. And that's why the effort that you're mounting in the state is so vital. 57,000.
This morning, we sampled some battleground state breakfasts. The Pennsylvania, Florida, and Michigan delegations are all staying at the same hotel, the Hilton, and they had their separate delegation breakfast meetings there. Karl Rove, the president's senior advisor, spoke to the Pennsylvanians. The difference 4 years ago, he says, was grassroots outreach. He says in the last week of the 2000 campaign, 30% of voters said they were contacted by the Gore campaign, 34% by the Bush campaign, and that margin, he says, was the margin of victory. To keep party grassroots efforts strong, there will be many campaign visits to key states, Rove says, including the Keystone State.
You're going to see a lot of us. You're going to see maybe too much of us. Why is he coming back again? Is he running for governor or county commissioner?
Rove reminds the Pennsylvania delegates that nearly half the Americans eligible to vote in November will not do so. And they include potential Republican voters, he says. And the places where outreach to those potential voters is especially important are fast-growing exurban communities full of people who recently relocated. That's where voter registration is at its lowest. Pennsylvania is a big swing state that went Democratic last time. A bigger battleground state famously went Republican in 2000.
Everybody's seated, so we start our wonderful Florida breakfast. Florida, the Sunshine State.
Carol Jean Jordan, the Florida State Party Chair, talked about hurricane relief this week back home and preparations for possibly another hurricane as examples of compassion, which is the designated theme of the day at this convention. She also told us about President Bush's leadership after the attacks of 9/11.
He took that fight off our shores. He took that fight to Iraq, where it belongs, digging the terrorist out of the holes, getting Saddam out of his hole.
But this is a huge difference between Republican and Democratic discourse in this year, which is that the Democrats talk about 9/11, going and overthrowing the Taliban and trying to get Osama bin Laden and chasing terror cells around the world as one thing, and then the war in Iraq as something different, something that's not just a front of the same battle. It's a continuation of something from the 1990s. You say it's absolutely the same struggle. You go from 9/11 straight to finding Saddam Hussein in the spider hole.
Absolutely.
Do people buy that connection, that it's all the same? That's all the same.
Robert, thing? I think the difference in Republicans and Democrats is that we say we're going to do something, and I think this is President Bush, and this is the President Bush that we now know because we've watched him for 4 years. We looked in his eyes, and we saw him say, I'm going to take care of this problem, and he did it by going in and getting those terrorists where they hide, in their holes, and it's been a success.
In still another room of the Hilton, The Michigan delegation heard from its Republican members of Congress, including the state chair of the Bush-Cheney campaign.
Let's give a great welcome to Senator Congresswoman Candace Miller.
All right. How y'all doing this morning? All right, Michigan Republicans.
Congresswoman Candace Miller is from Macomb County, famous in past decades for its Reagan Democrats, working-class social conservatives. She's on the House Armed Services Committee, and she stresses President Bush's successes in Afghanistan and Iraq. She also talks up tax cuts and manages to wrap them all into the theme of compassion, a theme reminiscent of the 2000 convention's theme of compassionate conservatism.
You know, I think compassion can be measured in a number of different ways. For instance, I think it's compassion, certainly compassionate, to have working or every working American have tax cuts. I think it is compassionate to have the federal government enact tax policy that is pro-family. For instance, the marriage penalty is crazy. Why would the federal government want to be enacting tax policy that drives families apart rather than putting them together? These kinds of things are certainly compassion. I think compassion can be measured certainly in looking at how we successfully prosecute the war on terror.
Did the response to 9/11, the war in Afghanistan, and then the war in Iraq, did it eclipse that agenda that might have been a continuation of the president's father's thousand points of light, or some new conservative approach to social problems that just hasn't happened because of the war?
Certainly the war has taken front and center stage, and sometimes in history something happens, and at that time we all pray that we have the right leader in place to deal with the challenges that he faces. And fortunately, our prayers were answered in the case of George W. Bush. We had the right leader at the right time at that point in history who compassionately is leading the world to peace.
Michigan Congresswoman Candace Miller concedes that President Bush trails Senator Kerry in Michigan polls, but she says given the realities of the electoral map, the Republicans can win the White House without her state. The Democrats cannot. And at the very least, the GOP will make the Kerry Edwards campaign fight hard in a battleground state where they cannot afford to lose. At the Republican National Convention in New York City, this is Robert Siegel.